This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. We're 6 months away from Halloween, and apparently some dedicated fans of the holiday will be celebrating something called Half-Oween this weekend. Yes, that's the day that marks half a year till October 31st. No judgment. As Lisa Napoli reports, the $7.5 billion scare industry is really a year-round thing.
Here among the crowds of freakily dressed people at Monsterpalooza at the Pasadena Convention Center, Yvonne Solomon stands out. Not because of the red dress she's wearing with a plunging neckline. It's the large, old-fashioned baby carriage she's pushing. In it are four distinctive creatures.
These are my werepups. They're silicone, handmade little pieces of art.
Werepups. Baby werewolves. Solomon paid an artist $650 a piece for these creepy-looking critters. At this gathering of fellow monster fans, she's assured a sympathetic reception for her investment. Horror fests like Wizard World and ShudderCon take place every weekend all around the country. People happily fork over pricey admission fees for the chance to mingle with like-minded mutants and monsters.
You're in a big hall with a bunch of other people that you don't have to explain yourself to. We're all from the same mothership that dropped us off in this weird world.
Collector Keith Rainville's slice of this weird world involves turning his passion for vintage Mexican and Japanese horror tchotchkes into a business. He's one of 200 vendors here selling one-of-a-kind pieces, like what Paul Lazo brought from his little shop of collectibles in New York.
He is a severed head with a bloody pan, and he's damn handsome.
Well, maybe he was. You can take him home for $500. $60 is the price tag for a small sculpture of TV character Mama June of Honey Boo Boo, reinvented as a zombie by special effects guy Norman Myers.
I cut her head off, hollowed it out so you could keep pens and sculpting tools in there, and I used actual couscous for the vomit coming out of her mouth.
This wound that I have on my hand here is done with our fresh scab and scratch.
Makeup artist Joe Quartz is manning a huge glass display that resembles the Clinique counter at Macy's until you look closer.
It's a thick paste. You put it on, it dries about 5 minutes, and you have yourself a nice bloody gash.
This snarling, scantily clad woman in a cage is here to promote a new exhibit, Gorlesque. Creator Pete Metzger is hoping to score in a lucrative subset of the Halloween business, the $300 million industry of year-round haunted houses.
We wanted to make our haunt different than everybody else, so we're making it the sexy haunt. Sexy meets scary.
For $35 a ticket, it's a steal. Some high-end haunted houses charge upwards of $85 for the latest in fright. Passively watching horror films, explains fan Sydney Frank, is as outdated as Godzilla.
You can only see the same white, chiseled, jawed guy mow down a bunch of complete strangers in a battlefield so often, and people want a different feeling.
Feeling scared to death, she says, makes you feel so alive, even if it costs you.
You win nothing! It's over!
In Pasadena, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.